On the line with us is Supervisor and Chairman of the Board of Supervisors, David Rabbit. Good morning to you, Supervisor Rabbit.
Hey, good morning, Pat.
I'm going to put off any discussion about the Bohemian Grove contract until the end of this segment because I know that that priority number one is the budget and how to deal with a budget shortfall. And it sounds like yesterday and last evening, supervisors got an earful from mental health recipients who want to keep their programs going.
Yeah, no, for sure. We started our budget hearings yesterday. We had a short consent calendar in the morning, and then about 10 o'clock, we started budget. Went until 5:30. Did hear from public at 3 o'clock, public comment. Had about 25 or 30 folks talking about it. Really a wide variety of issues. Primarily, though, you're right, on the peer support, which is on the chopping block. Only because it's not a mandated service that the county's required, and we're having a big deficit, quite frankly, in behavioral health. Today, the board will, yesterday was kind of laying the groundwork of understanding the different revenue sources, coming up with the policies of moving forward, and today's the day that we actually talk about specific programs, as we call it, which ones are going to stay above the line or below the line going forward.
And you base that opinion on who gets on what list on what?
Well, you know, there's a couple different things. The first thing is the add-back list that we have. Departments have also put forward their priorities. So we take that into consideration. The county administrators kind of rank those for us.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly, it's always up to the board in terms of where they want to go. There's also board requests. There's some community requests. There's some program changes as well. Obviously, the problem is that the needs outpace the resources. So we're short. We can't do everything that people are asking for because it's about a $10 million difference. Also, the ongoing funds versus one-time funds, which in government is a big deal. This year, a bit of an anomaly. There's more than usual one-time funds. Some of that has to do with the way that we collected money for the casino mitigation, a Great Casino Mitigation Fund.
Okay.
Collected it the first year, spent it the second year, some fund balance carryover, those kind of things. So, but not a good idea to use one-time funds for ongoing costs. So really trying to match the funding source with the need to make sure that we're sustainable, that we're not just kind of punting down the line and kicking the can, but really having a sustainable budget. So today's where the rubber meets the road. I think yesterday was valuable. Everything's on the table. Everything will be vetted, and then it's up to the board to decide what direction to go.
And in terms of that direction, when will we know that direction that the board will take in terms of closing that $17 million gap?
We'll know by the end of the day today.
Okay.
So I would say, again, another long day will probably be 5 o'clock or so, I'm hoping. Might even go a little later. But it's really, just again, trying to take some pulse of the board. If we can eliminate some things immediately and go forward with others. I do think that what we heard yesterday from peer support, for instance, which is the behavioral health, mental health support services, it's a great upstream investment. There is one-time money. Could you even use one-time money two fiscal years because of the difference this year? It's just a matter of doing the math and making sure that there's not another program or something else in there that someone else has as a priority, and having the board decide as a whole.
Yeah, some tough choices coming up for the board today. And I can't let you go, Supervisor Rabbit, without at least mentioning the approval that the board gave to the contract between the Bohemian Grove and the Sonoma County Sheriff's Department. It was a unanimous vote in favor of that contract.
Yeah, because it's really, the vote was really to accept, you know, enter into the contract, but really it's to accept $151,000 from the club for providing the service. So it's 100% cost reimbursement. It's overtime for the sheriff deputies that sit out there. Believe that, you know, the deputies like that opportunity for overtime, and it's great that someone else is paying for it. So I think at the end of the day, that was true. I would be who knows what next year will bring.
I have a feeling what next year will bring.
I believe the club will go in a different direction. So, but this year, I mean, if this was 6 months ago or even 3 months ago when we were having this debate, there would have been time to have alternative leaders in place. But since it happened at the date of the contract, and I think there was no choice but to move forward with that.
Busy day ahead of for you and the board. Supervisor Rabbit, thanks for being with us this morning.
Hey, thank you, Pat.
That is Supervisor David Rabbit. And yeah, there will be some decisions made when it comes to Sonoma County money and what areas will feel the budget shortfall. We'll find out tomorrow morning and, of course, keep you posted.